I was a kid growing up in Jersey listening to 1210 WCIU, and I didn't know your dad was a smoker, but I heard it. You know what I mean? Like, eventually I figured it out. What kind of cigarettes were they? And were you a kid in that booth smelling those cigarettes and feeling that atmosphere in the broadcast booth?
I think way back in the day, he was starting with Cools, and then I think he switched to Parliaments,
Okay.
Parliament menthols. But yeah, not only did he smoke cigarettes, but on Sunday afternoons, he would smoke cigars. And he and Richie Ashburn would smoke cigars, and Chris Wheeler hated cigars. So they would always intentionally make sure the wafting of their cigars was going over towards Wheels. So, yeah, back in the KYW and WCAU days, Dad's cut his teeth with the Phillies from 1971 until the day he died. So he had an incredible run there with the Phillies. But yeah, he was always a smoker, probably cut his life a little shorter, but I don't think he ever would have traded it off for living another 5 years if he had to give up smoking, because that was he was a smoker from the day I was born, and he loved it.
I hate to think about the years that he missed, but my goodness, what a full life and career, obviously. But like, I'm one of millions of baseball fans whose sensibilities for broadcasting and for the game itself were informed by his pacing and his phrasing and his delight in certain moments. And I didn't even like that team. I didn't even like the Phillies, but man, I liked listening to him. So what a powerful thing. Has your relationship to his style, like, did you love it? Did you then hate it and try to push against it? And I've talked to Joe Buck, who's a friend and has been on the pod, you know. So I wonder if you tried to do it and then pulled away and then came back to it, if that's been a figure in your life as you've built your own brand as a broadcaster.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some nuances that are a part of my broadcasting style that are just ingrained in my head because I heard his broadcast every day of my life. So there's going to be certain intonations and certain pacing that you hear from Dad's calls that will also carry over to my calls. I feel like more than anybody, he let the game breathe. And even if he was on the radio, there would be a pitch or two where all you would hear was the guy selling hot dogs or Cracker Jacks in the stands, or the fans just background murmur. You wouldn't really hear anything. So he let the game breathe. And every once in a while, especially on TV, I'll catch myself, well, just, you don't have to really fill up space here. There's visuals. You can let the game breathe a little more. So I try to do that. So that's definitely a tip of the cap to Dad's pacing through the years. But I've always tried to avoid any of his catchphrases or his home run calls. So kind of do my own thing, and that's kind of evolved since I've been here with Houston, which has changed through the years with the different teams. But yeah, there's definitely an impact and an influence that I think you hear in my cadence a little bit from Dad's style, just because it was something that I was basically weaned on.
Don't you think that ball's out of here? That informed catchphrases still, and even just stylistic. Like, does Gary Cohen pay rent? Does he send a check every once in a while?
I think Dwayne Kuiper has a similar call for the Giants. So yeah, those two guys kind of both attach that out of here call to their call.
Deals and Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here. 7:56. Alonso drives one. Deep left field. Really going back. It's out of here. And the Mets win it.
And it's different than Dad's call. But yeah, I mean, there's only a finite amount of ways you can call a home run. So yeah, whenever I hear Kipe or Gary, who was a friend from my first year with the New York Mets, call a home run, I definitely think of Dad's call.
Could it be? Could it be? It is out of here! Number 400 for Jim Thome!
That's awesome. And then you had a wonderful moment. I think it was a Jake Marisnik home run in spring training with Astro Orbit. And can you tell people the backstory of that? Because it's just so cool. That I thought that was a lovely, subtle homage that those who knew really felt it. you know?
Yeah. So back when Dad first started in Major League Baseball broadcasting, he was hired in 1965 to be the Houston Astros broadcaster. But there were already two veteran broadcasters here, Lowell Pass and Gene Elston. So Dad was kind of the third guy, the young and upcoming guy. So he only got an inning or two a game, but he developed, while he was here, his home run call to be that ball is in Astros orbit.
Win now with 72 runs batted in, 24 home runs. There it goes, deep into center field, way, way back goes Matty Alou, and that ball is in Astro orbit. Oh, did he hit it! To straightaway center field, it is 457 feet, and Wynn hit it over that point in center field. A three-run home run, his 25th of the year, and the little dynamo, the toy cannon, now has 76 runs batted into the year. What a shot.
So like when I was in Philly and everybody asked me if I was going to do the out of here call, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then when I moved to Houston, everybody's thinking, well, maybe he'll bring back that ball's in Astros orbit, because we haven't heard it since the late 60s, early 70s, when Dad's last year was here in 1970. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can't use his call, but I will, on the anniversary of his birthday, use that call from that day forward. So the very first year in 2017, we happened to have a game on March 26th, the day of his birthday. He was no longer with us at that point, but I was like, every time we have a game on March 26th, that's going to be my call. And back then it was only going to be spring training games. Now the major league season starts so early, I might get a regular season game out of it, but I'll forever, whenever we have a telecast on March 26th, call that ball's in Astros orbit as a tribute.
And those two strike counts, but you've also mentioned how he throws that four-seam fastball, and what the four-seam he tries to do is exactly that, tries to get in the kitchen of right-handed hitters.
Jake Marisnyk sends one deep, and that ball is in Astro orbit as Marisnyk ties the game with a solo home run, Jake's second home run this spring.
Well, something else that your pops gets credit for, because I can't tell you how many broadcasters this has come up with on this show and just in conversations through the years. I mean, my pal Len Casper, who jumped to White Sox radio from Cubs TV, part of it is he wants to call a World Series, and he don't get to do that as a TV guy. Your dad and Richie Ashburn, the Phillies fans in 1980, kind of demanded that they do the World Series. And from my research, that's the beginning of the local radio guys getting to do the World Series and even being a part of it. I don't know if you were aware of that or not.
Yeah, that's the history. There was such an uproar when they didn't call the 80 World Series that Major League Baseball eventually changed the rules and said a local radio can call the World Series. So they had to recreate all that in 1980. And that's why when they finally won the World Series with Dad behind the mic in 08, it was kind of fitting that was his first real chance to call a World Series champion.
Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lidge does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities, and let the city celebrate.
And then he would pass the next spring. So kind of, you know, it was meant to be in a way. And then the fact that in 08 they played the Rays, a team that should have never been in the World Series, there was definitely divine intervention putting that all together so we could share that World Series together in 08. But yeah, that was the reason why Major League Baseball stopped having restrictions on local broadcasts, is because there was such an uproar after the 80 World Series.